You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 this Friday, September 29th here in the morning. It's a little bit rainy outside, but right now it's sunny inside because we have Gary Wilhite here on Valley Talk this morning. Gary, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. A little rain outside, but that's okay, I guess.
Yeah. At least we're covered.
Well, that's right. That's right.
We have a lot to talk about, a lot of financial stuff to talk about. So everyone's been talking about the county levy that's been going on, a lot of talk going on with that. So let's dive right into exactly what the county levy is and then hammer out a lot of the details going on, because there might be some confusion amongst the general public.
Well, I think that is. I'm not sure if I completely understood it, a number of years ago. But, when the county sends out their tax statement in March, it will include the city, the county, and the school district, okay? And each of those institutions set their not to exceed, the amount not to exceed. And the county did that Tuesday of this week and set that at 3.99%. Okay. I believe the city probably got a little bit more interest when they passed a 65% increase. And the school, I think, was in that 4 or 5% also. Now, what will happen, and a lot of people misunderstand that your taxes are going to increase by that amount. That percent is not set until December, okay, officially. There's no question the percent of the levy will increase your taxes, unless it's 0%, and that would be relatively rare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happens next is those institutions go back and they start looking at what their budget looks. I'm on the finance committee with Joan Lee. So I've been looking at this, for several months up until just a couple of weeks ago, I guess, when all the department heads came in and talked to all the directors. So I've got a little copy of the summary here if I need to refer to anything. But obviously, there's a lot of work yet to be done, because I think all of us are looking at decreasing that levy. What that levy means is that percent means what percent of an increase do we need in our budget for next year to pay for everything that's on the budget right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm guessing, and I'm pretty sure the commissioners are pretty much all in agreement that we want to get that down from the 3.9. Personally, I'd like to see it closer to 2.9, somewhere in that neighborhood, and I think we can. We've got some reserves, we've got some cost savings, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. Inflation has hurt everybody, institutions, but it hurts equally the taxpayer, okay? So I think that's the group that I'm representing, and obviously... my goal, I think, as a commissioner is, I know it is to keep our citizens safe and make our county affordable, okay? I mean, those two things have to go together. So a lot of talk is between wants and needs between, now and then. That definition of that is two different things, right?
Yeah.
So that's why the counties and the Crookston city has to kind of work that out. I was involved in city government for 8 years, so I had some experience there in putting together budget and levies, and now in my seventh year with the county. So it's something I don't know if one would use the word enjoy, but it is a major function of what we do and what our responsibility is. So that's what we'll be taking a look at here over the next couple of months. As I said, those aren't fixed rates. So, but why do we ask these institutions for what's the most to exceed? Okay, the reason the county does that, and I suspect other counties, is they are going to send out a it's called a truth of taxation form. Okay, that'll go to all taxpayers, and that will tell them if taxes were to be set on the percentage that are currently, what would your taxes be? Okay, so there are probably going to be some shocks when that comes out in mid-November. Okay, it's going to be relatively high, certainly for the city. And I should also, and I'll continue, but I should also say that your taxes also are increased upon the market of your home. Okay, so not everyone ends up with the same dollar amount. Okay. And there's a complicated process with the assessors that's assessed property, and house sales have been up in the last couple of years, mainly, I think, because of low interest rates. So I think that kind of skews the formula, okay? And as I look at my tax statement, it looks like 2 years ago that assessment went up 12%, and last year about 13%. So that also affects your taxes. But what happens when you get that form? That will tell you what the most would be, and it tells you when the city's school and the county have to have a budget hearing based on what they are going to increase. They do that in mid-December. Okay, most of the information is all out. So you have at least 10 days or something for what, you know, to contact those agencies if you feel too much, too low, whatever. Okay. And then residents can come in. In the past, not many have come into the county. And to be quite honest, as I recall, not many have attended that with the city either. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it is true that citizens contact us between now and that particular date too. They don't necessarily come to the hearing. But then that fixed rate after that hearing, then that's when these institutions will make their final percent of increase.
And it's something that must be stressed that the percentages that we're seeing right now, that's only the maximum percentage, and it, and again, we have to stress, could go down. It's not set yet, but right, it's only the percentages that we have seen come out, that's as high as it will go. That is a set ceiling.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, just want to make sure that, because that can be something that could be confused by some of us, where we see the numbers and we think, oh, it's automatically going to be that way. But as you mentioned, it's not going to take place until December. And again, it could go down, which is something that I think is really important for everyone to know.
It is, and I took a look at my tax statement, and I think everyone should do that. You know, sometimes we just look at the bottom line and we go, oh, geez, this is ridiculous. But it's important to see what each, you know, city, county, and school is a part of that. And if I took a look here, let's see. I think my city tax went up $138. No, county, $138. And that was a 3.9%. That ended up being our fixed levy amount for last year. Our not to exceed last year was 5%, so we were able to get that down to a 3.9. The city, my taxes went $455 more, and that was about, I think, an 18% levy is what they ended up with. And then the school is a little bit more difficult to divide up. That went up, I think, around $88, okay? But there's some voter-approved levies with that, you know, special projects and things like that. So those are all things that are going to be on that tax form. Also, you know, and a lot of people I don't think see this either, is how the county and how the city deals with garbage, okay? Now, what the county does is we have a pretty, well, we have the transfer station out here. And I think people love it. A lot of people take their own garbage, save some dollars, whatever, with that. And but what the county does is, and then with that transfer station and then with our incinerator where we're burning the garbage, turning it into energy, recycling the glass, the plastic, all that, each residents get charged $140 a year. Okay, so what that means, let's say in Crookston now, is at least all the garbage they collect and take out to the county is already paid for. What they're charging citizens is the transportation of getting it out there. And I attend some of the council meetings. I know they're taking a look at different ways of doing that, probably some more information on that. Then there is another fee that everyone pays, and that is the Crookston Ambulance. That's a $38 fee. And then the city also has a sidewalk fee of $20 every year. So take a look at that. You know what you're paying for. And if you have questions, really that's what commissioners are for. That's exactly why city council members are there. I mean, they've been going over a lot of different paper too, with the different departments and needs and wants, and kind of dividing those and what you're going to have to bond for or save money for, just like our own budgets. You know, I mean, we kind of guess what, like inflation, you kind of get a little excited when you come back from the grocery store, you know, how much money are you going to need for next year or whatever. But a lot of times it's cutting some things out of your budget that you can. And basically, I think that's what a lot of us are doing now within the next 30 days.
So between now and, you know, December, when those percentages are finalized, what are you guys taking a look at, and what's the conversations like as to how you guys can attempt to get that number down? Yeah. I know you threw out a percentage that you wanted to get down to. So how do you get down to that?
Good question. It should start early. It really should. And we started probably in June. Now, you only have, at that time, the disadvantage, you only have, you know, 50% of what your expenses are this year. So you're kind of a guessing. And as you get a little bit farther down, you get to see, you know, are you going to be running low or are you going to have a little surplus? Okay. I start with the current revenue, you know, what we did last year, and pull that out and take a look to see where our dollars are going. Our property tax levy, that money that we bring in, covers about 38% of our expenditures. The other things were getting grants or charges or fees and things like that for that. But a couple of the big ones are road and bridges, a little over $14 million. That's a big number. It's about 21%. About 18% of our budget is in the social services. Now we're talking, and I'm probably getting way off on this because there's a difference between what the charges are and what some revenues are for some of these. So you're kind of getting a little bit of inaccurate. Road and bridges, for instance, as far as expenditures, are almost $18 million. Okay. But like I was saying, we do receive some revenue from state and federal for $14 million. So, but we kind of take a look at what that is. Are there some projects that we can wait? Are there some ways in which we can be more efficient? And the one thing that is fixed is we do have a contract with our employees, a three-year contract. 2024, we'll be in that last one. And it's kind of split into 2% the first part of the year, and then an additional 1.2, so about a 3.2% increase. We know what that's going to be. And to be quite honest, a lot of most businesses, governments, is their labor too. So that's we kind of start with that. And we kind of take a look and see what that number looks like if we have 100% of employees here. But other than that, we look at other projects. We look at reserves. The county and has been very good at putting dollars, you know, to deal with in emergencies. Inflation is kind of an emergency, to be quite honest. So we're looking at those funds. And we look into the future, too. The county's financial picture looks even better within the next 2 to 3 years. A couple of our bonds will be paid off, and that will give us a lot of tax relief and a lot of opportunities. And then, unless the commissioners go crazy, I think we'll be looking at some very low levies, which is good.
Always a good thing when levies are low.
Always a good thing. How are we doing for time?
We've got a couple minutes left. I was going to ask if there's a way that the public can contact you guys for any questions they might have, or also if there's any information, any websites that the public can get for some more information that might answer some of those FAQs.
Yeah, you know, all our information, well, the phone number first off, to dealing with levies and that type of thing. The individual that deals with a lot of that will be dealing with the elections, and that will be something that maybe I can talk a little bit more on in October. But Mr. Melby is in charge of that, Sam Melby. And I wouldn't just give his phone number unless he said, yeah, go ahead. So it's 281-3464, okay? He can explain that truth in taxation procedure, hearings, and, you know, the schedule when he sends that out. I believe the taxes, the exact amount you're going to have to pay will be out in March. But he's very good at that. And then all our information is always on our website, too.
Yes. Could you give that website out really quick?
co.polk.mn.us. And if you just need to Google it, you could put Polk County, Minnesota. Make sure you just don't vote Polk County or you get information down in Florida, and that's not going to be the same. But if you go on there, you can see, you know, there's a lot on there. You could spend hours on there. A lot of people, Tuesday we also had the monthly report from our sheriff's department. It tells you exactly how many categories of items that they had to deal with. That people seem to kind of find interest, but you'll also see the same budget information that we're working on too.
Well, Gary, that was a lot of great information. Thank you for joining us on today's Valley Talk. Gary Wilhite, the Polk County Commissioner, giving us a lot of information out there. And so once again, make sure to visit the website one more time.
It is co.polk.mn.us.
And of course, you can also Google Polk County, Minnesota. And that can
and then the website will come up and you snap on there and you got it.
All right.
But go Twins, huh?
Yeah. They'll be playing again this weekend, so it should be very interesting for
then
the
Tuesday,
Twins.
Tuesday the games begin.
Yes, it does.
Playoffs. Well, so, we'll see how that goes.
Thank you very much, Gary. And now is the world and national news from the Associated Press.